T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Happy 4th of July, America.
I am so upset at the things we fought for.
And a woman yourself.
And a woman myself.
I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight or join us in California.
55 people, I should say, were shot.
The whole parkway just completely cleared.
The 15-time champion of the world.
Hey, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. There's no way around it. Carl has made it very obvious there. We're celebrating a birthday today.
I hope you haven't looked at the Facebook and Twitter feeds.
Why is that, Carl?
Because it says birthday boy,
oh,
Mark Cox.
Oh, it says it right on there. I can't get away from it. That's for sure. Yes, today is my birthday. Thank you for all the nice wishes that I've seen online so far. Carl brought me roses, which is pretty awesome. Brought me a dozen of them, in fact. In fact, they are four roses. I don't know if you can see them here. He brought me
three
miniature bottles of four roses.
Are they roses?
Three times four is 12. So I got a dozen
roses from
roses this morning from Carl. Thank you. I have not cracked any of those yet, just for the record. Still a little early. I'll start about 8. So I'm just kidding. Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, right?
That's true. And Mark's going to go to the concert that he was threatened to go to.
And you'll want to drink all day before you do that.
110 degree heat index today. Is that
yes,
what I heard?
That's what Dave
said. Wow. It's going to be hot. Hot at Busch Stadium.
And then Motley Crue will take the stage.
and at some point. You know, I'm starting to, I wonder now, I know where my seats are. They're across from the stage. They're not on the floor, but they're seats across from the stage, like section 152 or something like that. I looked at it on a map. I wonder what time of day I get shade there.
Oh, yeah.
Is my question. That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm not sure.
110 plus heat index. You know, I played all of those records on the radio when they were new.
Motley Crue?
All of
them. Def Leppard, all of them?
Yeah, yeah. Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll. I played it when it was brand new.
Nice. Shawn Michael Lyle, by the way, in with us this morning, handling news duties. And so when did you do that, Sean?
Well, the 1980 is when I started with that, yeah.
Yeah, where, though?
Where? California.
California.
Yeah. Mm. California, Oregon, Washington. I'm a West Coast guy.
All right. So that's back when they had, like, real hair. Governors like Ronald Reagan.
Well, yeah, Ronald Reagan was a real governor. We also had Governor Moonbeam, who, before he went completely crazy, Jerry Brown was actually, he was a very forward-thinking, a real progressive. Not today's progressive,
okay.
But a real progressive, a guy who was thinking far ahead. He was the son of a governor who thought far ahead, the one before Ronald Reagan, Ed
yes.
Brown, who, you know, did great things like, you know, the California Aqueduct and everything, which they never finished. And Governor Moonbeam, he wanted to finish some of the things his dad was doing, but, you know, And then he left and he became mayor of Oakland. And after that happens, nobody turns out right.
Nobody's normal.
His second stint, he was a little on the crazy side. But but the first one, for a progressive, I mean, remember, you're not going to make Democrats go away entirely. And he was okay. He was okay.
Well, here's what the new governor thinks is going to happen. I don't know about if you've heard this or not, but Gavin Newsom, ex-husband of Kimberly Guilfoyle, who's now engaged to Don Trump Jr., is actually running advertisements in the state of Florida to try to lure residents back who've left crazy California and moved to Florida. Go to cut five, please, Carl.
It's Independence Day, so let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom, it's under attack in your state. Your Republican leaders, they're banning books, making it harder to vote, restricting speech in classrooms, even criminalizing women and doctors. I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight, or join us in California, where we still believe in freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom to choose, freedom from hate, and the freedom to love.
He said
that don't let them take your freedom.
Paid for by Newsom for California Governor 2022.
He said the W word.
Which is?
Woman.
Woman.
He
did say
Democrat,
woman.
That's very progressive. He said woman, lot of Democrats think is an offensive
now,
slur.
Nothing against your home state there.
Oh, no,
your home
you can
state.
Say whatever you want.
It's
I'm here.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place to visit, but I could not imagine living there.
Well, I like to say, I am very lucky. I grew up in the best part of the best state of the best country in the best half of the best century, and that's all over.
It's all done now.
It's all done.
You're saying.
Yeah. I mean,
were Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley.
Northern California is different than Southern California.
Well, not San Francisco.
I used to live in Southern California and the Central Valley, too. And as a matter of fact, Kevin McCarthy and I were palsy-walsy a little bit for a while.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I was a news director in his hometown, but Silicon Valley it was a great place, and they were great people, and it was a military. It was based on military. That's why Silicon Valley is where it was because of Moffett Field and all the military that was there in San Francisco. Because I met Gavin Newsom when he was mayor of San Francisco, and that was a military town. Once upon a time.
You can't tell these days thanks to a crazy Nancy, that's for sure.
Just wear galoshes. It used to be wear flowers in your hair if you go to San Francisco. Now wear galoshes so when you step in the poo. At least in Seattle, when you step in poo, there's a 50% chance that it's from a dog.
Yeah, that's true. That's a great point. Sean, thank you for that insight on California. Coming up, we're going to talk to John Lamping. That's at the bottom of the hour. He's got a few things to say about the race that's heating up in the Senate here. Did you hear that ad that ran a few minutes ago? That whatever PAC ad it was against Eric Greitens. We'll talk to John Lamping about that as well. Then we'll get to end other news with Sean at about 6:45. Danny DeFine's joining us at 7:15 this morning. And my friend Mark Walters for 2A Tuesday at about 7:35. We'll be back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We have a large and complex mission to protect and make a more perfect our union. Make real the Declaration of our Independence. Ensure that America is forever a place not marked by the thirst for power at any cost, but by a covenant of trust and hope and promise. Happy 4th of July, America. May God bless America and may God protect our troops. Enjoy the day. Enjoy. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Got to give him credit. At least he remembered it was the 4th of July. Didn't say the happy 4th of Easter or anything like that. That stuck to the prompter. Good Joe yesterday. Always good, Joe, apparently, if you believe Mittens Romney. Do you see that garbage?
Mittens, yeah.
Yeah, Mittens put a letter to the editor in warning about the dangers of the return of Donald Trump in 2024.
Yeah, well, in Utah, I came here from KSL in Salt Lake City, and yeah, they don't like Donald there. Even though when Donald showed up, everybody loved him.
Of course. Yeah, so Romney even went so far as to talk about what a great guy, a genuinely good man Joe Biden used to be, or is, I guess, even though he's clearly not the same guy he used to be. Yeah, but, you know, the president did what the president's supposed to do, is go out and talk about the 4th of July and celebrate our independence, because that's what we're celebrating that day, right?
What did he say before that, though? It made no sense to me. I mean, before the, you know, God bless America, God bless our troops.
A large and complex mission to protect and make a more perfect our union. Make real the Declaration of our Independence.
Huh.
He's just saying lines from the preamble.
I think he's trying to say lines. You know, the thing.
Yeah.
The thing. So you celebrated your independence yesterday because this gets us back to the Second Amendment, I know, which we're going to talk about next hour. But the people that put the Second Amendment into the Constitution didn't just come back from a hunting trip, right? They just returned from liberating a country with weapons, and they wanted to make sure that was still an option in the event of potential tyranny trying to take over again in the future. That's an important thing to remember. The other reason you still celebrate your Independence Day 240 years later is because of the people who died to maintain your freedom. One of them is U.S. Marine Carl Sperlin Deckel, who celebrated his 100th birthday last week. He served his country in World War II. Called it the most important thing he ever did. He holds the Silver Star, and he says he wouldn't hesitate to put his life on the line again. But he regrets what he sees in this country these days, and he's really worried about it, understandably. Let's go to his soundbite, Carl, please.
I am so upset that the things we did and the things we fought for and the boys that died for it, it's all gone down the drain. Our country's gone to hell in a handbasket. We haven't got the country we had when I was raised. Not at all. Nobody will have the fun I had. Nobody will have the opportunity I had. It's just not the same. And that's not what our boys, that's not what they died for. This is not it. I'm so sorry.
He's apologizing to the interviewer for breaking down in tears. That's how emotional he was, as somebody who served in World War II, the greatest generation.
You don't have to be that old to feel that way, though.
Oh, not at all.
You can be 40 years old and identify completely with what he says.
Well, but to see, you know, as someone who saw the loss of life to maintain freedom in the world, and today you see that the military is having to do away with the requirement of even having a high school diploma to get enough people to serve.
Yeah, a Gulf War veteran says the same thing as that man just said.
Wow. Pretty telling about kind of where things are headed in a hurry. Hey, coming up, we'll talk to former Missouri Senator John Lamping. Then we'll get to In Other News with Sean. And I've still got Brad Thor, my favorite author currently. If you love thrillers, you gotta start reading Brad Thor books for sure. We'll talk to him about 8:20 this morning. Stay tuned.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you, Carl. Carl's giving me a preview of the music I'll be sweating to tonight at Busch Stadium. 110 degree heat index.
Not by the time this song's getting played.
Yeah, that's true. But
it'll only be 98 then.
We've determined that I probably won't get any shade in my seat at Busch Stadium until after 6 o'clock.
Where you've already been there for 2 hours.
Concert starts at 4:30. Yeah. We'll see. Joan Jett, Poison. And then we don't know which order, right? Either Def Leppard, then Motley Crue, or Motley Crue, then Def Leppard.
I think it's Motley Crue headlining tonight.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to get rocked?
The Crue. We'll see how that goes.
Yes, he does.
He does.
It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you for continuing to bring that up, Carl. I appreciate that. Thank you for all the nice birthday wishes there on Facebook as well this morning. Just another day, another dollar, and hopefully, you know, it's better than not celebrating one. And let's put it that way. Want to keep that going for as long as possible. Like that 100-year-old veteran we just listened to there.
And I talked to 100-year-old veteran Ralph, who flew 35 missions over Europe from England, including two on D-Day. I talked to him on Saturday. He was in the parade.
Wow. Wow. Fewer and fewer of them these days. I'm glad you were able to get him on the air. Let me get to my guest now, former Senator John Lamping joining us here. John, happy post-Independence Day.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, and happy birthday to you. It's quite a party you're putting on down at Busch Stadium tonight to celebrate.
Hey, isn't that awesome? I was pretty proud of them for scheduling that to honor my birthday. I think that's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Maybe I'll get a shout-out from Tommy Lee tonight. What do you think? Who knows?
Oh, for sure.
Stranger things have happened. So we are now, I noticed this morning, running some pretty damaging anti-Greitens ads. Somebody's paying for some PAC is paying for them to run here on 97.1. And there are people on social media griping at me about it. I mean, we're a commercial radio station. We run ads. But I think it's just, I don't know if you've heard it or not, but I think it's just a sample of what we hear in a general election. If Eric Greitens gets elected, the Democrats are going to be saying some of the same things.
Yeah, that's right. That, that ad that ran today is running across the state, both on radio and then in television. And my understanding is that it's all coming from a PAC that's funded primarily by Rex Ziegfeld. And when we speak about the Eric Schmidt campaign, that's Eric Schmidt's campaign PAC, essentially, it's doing this. You know, we've talked often about how it's well-organized and well-funded, and this is what I was referring to, this examples such as this, that they have a coordinated plan of attack, and they have the resources to prosecute their case. And, you know, barring a Trump getting involved in this race, it's just going to be a traditional political campaign, and these are things that are very traditional, but at the same time tend to be very effective.
Yeah, true. You heard my interview last week with John Wood, who's running as the independent in this race, and then the story that I read, it was either on Channel 4 in the Post, one of the two, said that John Danforth is going to spend $20 million on John Wood's campaign in the general election. What's the impact there? That's a pretty significant buy-in.
Yeah, it potentially has tremendous impact. You know, this had long been discussed privately. I was aware of the fact that Senator Danforth was contemplating this. I watched an interview he gave over the weekend. You know, he makes the case. His case is that, you know, politics are broken and we need to fix it. We need to dial back the level of hostility. He focuses on the word fight. He hates the fact that candidates on both sides talking about fighting for this, fighting for that. And that's all well and good, and he has his point of view, as do many people. But to the extent that he has the capacity to bring in $20 million to run his independent candidate, John Wood, it has great potential to sway the election, because it's not just if he in fact brings in $20 million and John Wood can get any traction at all in the polls, meaning more than 2 or 3%. If you think about the race, there's a base of Democrats in Missouri that, regardless of who runs for office, will win 40% of the vote, maybe 42% of the vote. Then we've got third-party candidates, you know, Libertarian, Constitutional Party, which are more center-right, and they'll pick up 1 or 2 points. And if John Wood can get into a space where he's polling at 4 or 5, which sounds incredible, nobody knows who he is, but then you would expect not just Danforth's money to continue to flow, but I would expect the Democratic Party, for every dollar Senator Danforth will spend, they'll spend 2 or 3 in order to promote John Wood. If John Wood could ultimately take, you know, 8 or 9 points out of the election in November, then the Democrats actually would have a chance to somehow take the seat.
Which leaves you, John, with the undeniable truth here, is that John Danforth and apparently a lot of other people would rather see the Queen of Love and Beauty be the senator, the next senator from Missouri, than Eric Greitens.
Well, Senator Danforth is, you know, he's critical. Well, let's back up for a second. So Senator Danforth, in his time in office, you know, he served in the minority. And so in the minority, the only way we were able to get anything done, he was there for 3 terms, was to somehow work with the majority, the Democratic side. He was in the Senate when conservative Democrats actually existed. So that's how he views politics as, you know, coming together and compromising. Well, he was forced to do that because he was consistently in the minority. He also served at a time where this far-left radical progressive ideology that exists in the Democratic Party today, and I would say since Obama was elected president, it didn't exist. So he was dealing with more of a, you know, he was dealing with the Clinton administration and more of a conservative approach to issues. So he completely misses the idea that, you know, he talked about hostility, that this form of government that's being pursued by the Biden administration, the Democratic Party in whole, it's hostile to our way of life. It's hostile to the blue collar, working class people's lives. And he doesn't get that. So as a Republican, he thinks he needs to fix the Republican Party. And he doesn't want to take on the Democratic Party. I mean, there's no doubt John Woods, he himself says he is a Republican. So if he runs and he's going to run, we're going to have 2 Republican candidates vying for, you know, the 50% of the vote or more that's left for us. And so he's making a tragic mistake. But at the same time, maybe he's okay with Democrats winning a race to prove a point, but that doesn't help. Doesn't help our side. It doesn't help the fact that what is the majority, if it were Democrats, is a different ideology than he dealt with when he was in office.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, the Greitens people have trumpeted several of these polls that showed head-to-head Eric Greitens versus Lucas Kuntz or the Queen of Love and Beauty, Bush Valentine, that he still wins by 5 or 6 points. But a third-party candidate pulling 5 or 6 points gives that race to the Democrat. And I don't see how you get around that math when you talk about what John Danforth is trying to do here. The bigger question for you is, let's assume Eric Schmidt wins. Does John Wood then not run, do you think?
No, he's running. Senator Danforth, you know, he takes what has gone on with Josh Hawley so very personally. He feels responsible for Josh, and to some degree that's true, is that when you think about Missouri Republican Party, one of the big foundational parts of the party is kind of the St. Louis donor base.
Yeah.
And to the extent that Senator Danforth was able to pull together the St. Louis donor base and launch Josh, and Josh's first race was for attorney general. He was an unknown politically other than that was his first foray. And so he feels responsible for Josh. And so I think there's no way that John Wood is not going to be on the ballot in November. What could happen is if any of the candidates, if Schmidt or Vicky or whoever were to run and to just run a great final month and just somehow, like if somebody wins Republican primary by 10 points, kind of vaults ahead of the pack and then has tremendous momentum behind them, there's a way that John Woods ends up with 1 or 2%. I mean, I think he'll pull votes from my old Senate district. He'll pull votes from Frontenac and Ledoux and Chesterfield, maybe. Or, you know, but if he's only at 1 or 2% earlier on, even if the Democrats spend the money that they might spend, then he can see his campaign fading. But he'll be there.
Yeah.
So it's not just Greitens. It's like if some one of those other candidates wins the race by a handful of points and a lot of damage is done on all sides, and coming out of the primary, there's no real momentum behind a Republican candidate, then I think that's a problem. You know, if anything, this if you're Trump and you want to win the seat, you're probably closer now to endorsing someone who you think can win the seat against, even with John Woods in the race.
Interesting. And that could happen this week, right?
I was on Trump watch for the last 2 weeks for a month ago. I was today. He has endorsed late in the past, but I'm kind of surprised he hasn't jumped in. And who knows? We'll see how effective these Schmidt tack ads on Greitens. If Greitens were to fade as a result of them, then maybe Trump does jump in. But, you know, it's probably more important than ever that he does. And it'd be kind of interesting if he jumps in and he campaigns behind his endorsed candidate, you'll have kind of the moderate establishment Republican Party on the ballot, as well as, you know, the ultra mega king and his candidate on the ballot. And that'd make for more fun, I think.
John Lamping, thank you for your insight as always, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Great. Enjoy your party tonight, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. John Lamping there. Coming up in other news with Sean. We'll be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
the Utah Highway Patrol now say a semi was going too fast when it rounded a curve and overturned last week on Interstate 80, spilling its cargo of at least 10 million bees. The trucker had claimed he heard a loud boom before the accident. Maybe not so. Members of the Wasatch Beekeepers Association tried to round up the bugs, but they were only able to salvage about 10%. The rest were foamed to death by responding firefighters.
Oh.
The bees were on their way home to North Dakota after spending the spring pollinating crops in California. So this coming winter, if you enjoy some almonds or maybe oranges... remember that.
Wow, because I know there was a real concern just a few years ago about the dwindling bee population.
Colony collapse disorder. They've actually pretty much figured out what that was.
It's a mite, right?
Well, that was part of it, but it was a coating on seed in Midwest farms, and the bees never came in contact with either the seed or the plants that they came from. But what had happened was it got into the dust of the ground, and so when the bees would all come back to the Midwest after working out in California, every February and March, 90% of all bees are in California, and then they go back home. But they would get in the dust, and so when they would go to native flowers like clover like that, the dust from those fields would have that herbicide on them, and that was a large part of colony collapse.
Who knew
disorder.
That Sean was a bee expert? That's
well,
awesome.
I was
a California thing.
I was an award-winning agricultural director in California. Do you need another one? You want
yes,
another
please.
One? Okay, this, you'll love this. Betty Nash of Boston is in the Guinness Book of World Records as a flight attendant. The American Airlines employee began work with Eastern Airlines as a stewardess in 1957. At 86, she is currently the oldest working flight attendant, holds the record of continuous flight attendant employment at 65 years.
Wow.
Betty has spent almost that entire time, listen to this, working the Boston to New York to Washington shuttle because it allows her to spend nights at home to care for her disabled son.
Isn't that something?
That's beautiful. See, now that's somebody who works for a living.
No kidding. And apparently loves it. And you can't call her a stewardess anymore.
Well, no, but
she was correct.
Oh, she when the look it up. The picture of her when she started. Oh, that makes you want to fly.
Well, good for her for keeping at it. Though, so many people have lost their ability to even be mobile at this point. She's still serving drinks and everything
else.
She is. Huh?
And you know, they have unions that she could have retired, but that's what she does. And then finally, here's one for you. This story really needs no more than the headline. Underground eel pit turns Kentucky man into TikTok star.
He found an underground eel
No, the Nick Tobler created an eel habitat when he moved into his grandmother's house in Taylor Mill, Kentucky. The house had an underground rain cistern.
Oh.
You're familiar with those used for collecting drinking water. Well, Nick is an animal lover, and, well, you can guess the rest. He created an eel habitat. He puts it on Tic Tac. Just knowing that's under your house, I don't know,
how could you sleep?
Know.
But with that going on, I don't know. Hey, coming up, my friend Danny Define and 2A Tuesday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.